Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Craig Earlham, who is a senior analyst at Oanda. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just, you know, the excitement. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for Philip Hammond, the new Chancellor of the Exchequer, to deliver his goodies as an early Christmas present. What's the market and what are you feeling at the moment?
I think the market's expecting very little. I think we're going to see a very minor loosening of the purse strings. I think we're going to see some new forecasts for fiscal deficits and debt. But ultimately, I think the announcements that we're going to get today are going to be very small. I think they'll talk about the slight increase to minimum wage next year. I think we'll see a little bit of money spent on housing, and I think we'll see a few other little benefits changes as well. But I think ultimately, I think the Hammond is going to be very reluctant to do anything too significant. Simple fact of the matter is we are in post-Brexit Britain now. We haven't seen Article 50 triggered yet. The economy is still showing some resilience, and I think until we see a significant downturn, I think Hammond's going to be reluctant to unleash any significant stimulus packages. And yeah, I think he'd rather save little funding for when the rainy day arrives rather than try and preempt it on this occasion.
We are in the run-up to Christmas, obviously, and will Chancellor Hammond do something nasty and be Scrooge-like to letting agents, people like Foxtons? I mean, they are, you know, pillars of the community, people we all love. Is that going to come through?
We do love estate agents. I think I do hear that a lot from people. I think he will. I think that's certainly what the rumours are. And these there tends to be no smoke without fire when it comes to these budgets. To be honest, by the time the autumn statement or the annual budget is actually read out in Parliament, there tends to be very little that the markets don't know. A lot of it tends to be leaked beforehand. So it does look like the likes of Foxtons and others are going to be targeted as part of this statement. But I think it is going to be a statement that's going to be based on looking after the most vulnerable and the people who are going to be most impacted in the next couple of years. And I think this is just one of the areas where they are looking to protect people. But like I say, I think from a markets perspective, there's very little that we're going to probably look to read into this statement. I think the biggest focal point here is going to be what are the new forecasts for debt and for the deficit, and how long are we going to have to wait for this to be cleared. And we may see some comments on Brexit and how the economy is going to respond. But I think, like I said, I think it's going to be a pretty dull affair, not just because the man himself is seen as one of maybe the duller politicians.
Don't say that. Pound has been a bit weaker. I mean, it blipped up to 125 during the week, but it has been on the back foot. Is that just a caution ahead of the budget, just in case there is some gloom and doom thrown in?
Well, I think we've got to remember with the pound is that we were heavily oversold. We were oversold because of the fact that we have had the Brexit vote, and we've seen a lot of talk about hard Brexits. We haven't seen the deterioration in the data yet. We haven't seen Article 50 been triggered. And I think the pound has been supported by the fact that we've had the High Court ruling, which at the very least may delay the triggering of Article 50. At the very best, as far as markets are concerned, could throw a massive spanner in the works of Brexit. I think the Bank of England, the change in the Bank of England's stance in terms of loosening of monetary policy has been beneficial for the pound. And like I say, I think the general resilience in the economy has offered some support also. So I think we are seeing a little bit more upside from the pound. I don't think we can go too far, because at the end of the day, Brexit's still extremely likely to happen. The deterioration in the economic data is still extremely likely to come, maybe starting in the early parts of next year, and the Bank of England will ultimately therefore have to act. But I think for now we can just enjoy this little bit of respite for the pound, and maybe people in the UK should take advantage of it while they can, and get to Europe and get to the US, because if we think it's expensive now, I would imagine it's going to become a lot more expensive over the next year or two.
Well, I like it too much in London. I couldn't go anywhere else. But just finally finishing off with gold and oil, they're sort of heading in different directions. Do you think that gold's going to break that 1200 level?
I think it will eventually. I think there's two things we need to consider with gold. One is near-term interest rate expectations, and as we know at this stage, a rate hike in December is all but priced in. But the other one that we have to look at is medium-term interest rate and inflation expectations. And this is where I think the markets are really badly positioned. Still, the markets are pricing in only one rate hike next year, even in the absence of a large fiscal stimulus from the Donald Trump administration. I think we would likely see two, maybe even three rate hikes next year. We're seeing wages in the US rising. We see a tightening labor, the labor market tightening. So I think even in the absence of fiscal stimulus, we'd see more than one rate hike next year. And it seems as though we're going to have the stimulus on top of that, which should also be inflationary and potentially lead to three, maybe two or at least three rate hikes next year. So I think this is where the market's badly positioned, which should lead to more dollar strength, and I think that ultimately should lean on gold. I think 1200 is temporary support, but I would be surprised if this really even saw out the year. I think the dollar's not done yet, even though, like I say, the December rate hike is fully priced in. Oil, we are seeing some upside, but we're seeing some reluctance upside, it seems, in the last 24 hours or so. I think OPEC, this whole thing, once we've been stung once or twice already in the markets by all these promises that OPEC can come to a deal, but ultimately these deals tend to come to nothing, and even when something is agreed, the chance of it being followed through seems to be relatively slim. Iran and Iraq have once again cast doubt over whether a deal can be agreed next week. So I think the markets are reluctantly bullish. And I guess it'll all just hang now on what details we get next week. But to be honest, I'm one of the more pessimistic when it comes to this, because they've never really managed in recent years to get anything over the line. And therefore, I'd be surprised if they do on this occasion.
Craig Earlham, Senior Market Analyst at Towander, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.